House and Senate Democrats spoke out against unlawful detainments in a news conference Thursday. DACA recipients have increasingly become the target of detainments, with the Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, urging recipients to self-deport. The DACA program was established by then-President Obama to allow people brought to the U.S. as children to remain and work without fear of deportation. It is not a path to citizenship, and it must be renewed every 2 years in a process including background checks and fees. The program has been defended in courts, with past efforts to dismantle DACA being ruled unlawful. California Senator Alex Padilla called out President Trump's current administration for being needlessly cruel to people who have only known America their whole lives.
We've seen the cruelty, the terror, and the fear that's very palpable, not just in my hometown of Los Angeles, but now in Washington, D.C., and in Chicago. And we've heard the threats of the Trump administration militarizing our communities in other parts of the country. And it's gotten to the point now where they have said DACA recipients are targets too. The whole point of DACA was to provide protections for people who were brought here at a very, very young age by their parents and who have grown up here, who have gone to school here.
Illinois Representative Delia Ramirez says it has been a difficult few months for Latino and immigrant communities. She called the administration fascist, saying they're waging a campaign of terror to cast immigrants as a public enemy. Ramirez talked about immigration enforcement activities in Illinois, which resulted in a death and the targeting of children. She also discussed a subpoena for DHS Secretary Kristi Noem related to the events in Illinois.
In Illinois, we witnessed the murder of by ICE of Silverio Villegas Gonzalez during a traffic stop, leaving his two children orphans. In Cicero, we saw two children being grilled by ICE after their parents and their older brother, who was a dreamer, were taken by ICE. And you know this, across the nation, we're bearing witness to the disappearance of our neighbors. We know that these policies are dangerous and inhumane. It's why the reason I was late, I just requested a subpoena. I demanded a subpoena of Kristi Noem in Homeland Security's Oversight Committee.
Ramirez said that though her Republican colleagues voted against her subpoena, she's glad that it is on record that they are unwilling to exert congressional oversight on the DHS. She said that she'll continue to push for a subpoena. She called on her colleagues to protect DACA recipients, saying doing otherwise is cowardice. She also pushed for the passage of the bipartisan Dream and Promise Act to provide a pathway to citizenship to Dreamers. She closed by urging solidarity, saying that if not stopped, the administration will pick another group to target next.
The unlawful actions that they're using against immigrants today, you and I know, they will use them tomorrow on anyone who they consider undesirable. It is exactly why all of us have to join together. Whether you're Latino, Asian American, African American, white, all of us have to stand together in this moment, because fascism always demands a public enemy, and only collective solidarity will get us through.
The Democratic representatives are calling for the release of all DACA recipients who have been unlawfully detained. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.